Well, I was impressed with the quality of instruction I received in all of my classes. The faculty had high expectations, but what was really helpful is that they wanted to work closely with their students. That was obvious to help us succeed. And I had heard the horror stories from my friends who were at the University of Washington or at Washington State about core classes that had hundreds of students taught by student assistants. And their theme there was sink or swim. But our class sizes were small enough for us to foster some good inquiry and some interaction. So that made a big difference. And I soon realized that I was getting an excellent education that would serve me well as I transferred to the University of Washington for my junior and senior years. Not only was the quality of the education important, I was learning some valuable leadership skills as the editor-in-chief of the school annual. And those skills helped me advance more quickly at the Herald, and I gained more responsibility and more income in a career that became my passion. So I was able to transfer my academic skills into some very practical world of work skills.
How did you happen to become editor-in-chief of the school annual?
Well, in addition to concentrating on the core courses, I took photography as an elective. And I thought it'd be helpful in my new newspaper career. So the instructor's name was Ken Engman. He was an excellent instructor. He was also the advisor of the school annual, the Evergreen. And at the end of the quarter, he asked me if I had become the editor-in-chief of the annual, not just this school year, but the following year as well, because he wanted something special for that first year of the new campus in North Everett, and planning had to begin in advance. And so I said yes. I thought it'd be a great challenge and an excellent learning opportunity. And as the spring quarter concluded, we distributed the annual that we worked so hard to create and produce, and it was well received. And as freshmen, we could hardly wait until the fall when we'd be sophomores and in the first class at the beautiful new campus in North Everett.